This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from Netgroup Investments Multi-Manager. Today's voice note is entitled Geopolitics, Markets and Policy Divergence Shape the Mid-Year Outlook. It certainly has been an eventful past few weeks, with geopolitical developments again dominating headlines. Most notably, the United States and Iran appear to have reached a memorandum of understanding aimed at ending more than 100 days of conflict, with a phased reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and a broader 60-day negotiation period on nuclear and sanctions issues. The agreement reportedly includes provisions to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to commercial shipping, lift elements of the US naval blockade, and allow Iran to resume oil exports under certain conditions. This has already started easing pressure on global energy markets and improving broader risk sentiment across financial markets. Brent crude prices have reacted sharply to these developments, falling to around $78 per barrel on the 16th of June, down over 20% in the past week. This represents a meaningful pullback from levels above $100 earlier in the conflict, and if sustained, should provide some relief to global inflation pressures. Locally, President Cyril Ramaphosa remains under significant political pressure relating to the Palapala matter. The president has now filed an urgent interdict in the Western Cape High Court to halt Parliament's impeachment proceedings, arguing that allowing the process to proceed before a judicial review would result in irreparable harm. From a market's perspective, sentiment has been further boosted by corporate developments in the United States, with the much-anticipated SpaceX IPO becoming one of the most significant market events in recent history. The company, which listed at a valuation of roughly $1.7 trillion, has been extraordinarily demanded, with its market capitalization rising rapidly towards the $3 trillion mark within days of listing. It is now the fourth largest company in the world, having just surpassed the market cap of Microsoft. Elon Musk, founder of SpaceX, has become the world's first dollar trillionaire on the back of the IPO. Looking more broadly at markets, the past week has seen modest gains across major global indices. The S&P 500 rose approximately 0.6% over the week, with the similar gains across the Dow Jones and the Nasdaq, reflecting improving investor sentiment amid the easing geopolitical risk and strong flows into technology and AI-related sectors. On the domestic front, South Africa continues to face structural growth challenges, with economic expansion remaining modest. Some positive news was the Durban Harbour was rated as the most improved port in the world for 2025 in the Global Shipping Container Port Performance Index, an excellent turnaround achievement. Turning to currencies, the South African rand has strengthened modestly on improved global sentiment and easing oil prices. The currency is currently trading at approximately 16 rand 20 to the dollar. In commodity markets, gold has remained well supported by ongoing geopolitical uncertainty, trading at around $4,350 per ounce. This reflects continued demand for safe haven assets, even as risk sentiment has improved incrementally. Turning to the central banks, the next few weeks represent a critical period for global monetary policy. We have a concentration of interest rate decisions from the European Central Bank, the Bank of Japan, the US Federal Reserve, and the Bank of England, all within a short window. In Europe, inflation has re-accelerated to just over 3% year-on-year, driven largely by energy prices, prompting the ECB to raise rates to approximately 2.25%. The Bank of Japan is expected to continue gradually policy normalizing the interest rates, while the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England are likely to adopt a more cautious, data-dependent stance. In bond markets, yields have remained elevated but have started to ease slightly as inflation expectations now moderate. The US 10-year Treasury yield is currently around 4.5%, while the South African 10-year government bond yield is trading in the region of 8.4%. The broader global picture is one of policy divergence, with some central banks tightening in response to renewed inflationary pressures, while others remain on hold, awaiting clearer economic signals. Finally, on the sporting front, there is plenty to follow. The ICC Women's T20 Cricket World Cup has just got underway in England, with South Africa getting badly outplayed by rivals Australia in their opening match. At the same time, Bafana have returned to the FIFA Soccer World Cup for the first time in 16 years, opening their campaign in Mexico City. In a disappointing display, they were convincingly beaten by Mexico 2-0. We eagerly await their next match against the Czech Republic. That brings us to the end of this week's Market and Economic Wrap. Until next time, with thanks, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.